after darshan, June 10, the mind has a tendency to always reach out for sense pleasure. How can we control this? How can we curb this tendency of the mundane material mind? Transcendental knowledge can help curb this tendency. When we study Gita and Bhagavatam, we will develop an understanding of how miserable this material world is and what is this sense pleasure, physical pleasure we are trying to grasp and squeeze and hold. Where does it lead to? Where does it end up? The mind, rather than grasping material sense objects, should reach out for Krishna's service. Please engage me in your service, my dear Lord. Please engage this fickle, foolish mind in your loving service. Let my mind's tendency to be look for service, to search for service. Seva kaha, seva kaha, seva kaha. Where is service? Serve, serve, serve. We should transform the mind's tendency to grab sense objects and reach out for sense gratification, to turn to grasping for Krishna's service. And this can happen when the mind experiences a higher taste. So we must beg the Lord. Chanting Hare Krishna means begging the Lord, please give me the sweet shelter of your service. Service is liberation. Service is purification. Service is elation. Service is our nature. This is all we need to grasp. We have to grasp that, fall in that river of service. Hold on to the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna and serve, serve, and serve. We need the shelter of Krishna's feet. And as soon as we begin serving Guru and Krishna, that shelter will be granted to us.